Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
Cut to Daisy's room. Daisy's like, Jana, can I talk to you in my room for a second? Now listen, I've had a lot of bullshit the last few days, but I really don't like how negative I'm being. So I want Barbie. Barbie's going to be here, and I want us to make a really big effort towards Barbie. And you need to lead by example, all right? We're going to be the dream team. She's like,
well, love and kindness throughout the world. As long as she doesn't touch one of my men, we'll be fine with that.
So you're saying I should have my resting bitch face on? Got it.
So then, anyway, Eddie's arriving with Barbie and Daisy Joao are in the mess. And Daisy's like, can you come up with me? He's like, anything for you. And Daisy starts texting Fraser to be like, who the hell is this Barbie? And Daisy's like, hey, Fries, I see you've worked with Barbie before. She's my new stew. And he's like, not my favorite employee. She's stubborn. Good worker, though, which is Fraser code for fucking bitch. I hate her to death. She's terrible, and she's not a good worker.
He couldn't just write terrorist and leave it at that. So
no.
Ah, Daisy hated her. And Joao's like, oh, gosh, oh, no. So now Joao is greeting Barbie and hugs her. He's like, hello, nice to meet you. She's like, okay, well, I'm sweating now. Thanks. Thanks for the sweat hug. Hi. I'm Daisy. I'm here to help you with your bug. Okay. Actually, we pronounce them beg. Really? All right. Well, here we pronounce them bug. So.
Wait, one of you is talking about begging. The other one's talking about bugging. Which one is it?
Oh, shut up, Ben. Are you even here? Who said that?
It was me doing my Ben impersonation. I'm here.
Shut up, Joao. So they, Barbie introduces herself to Jason. She makes her rounds. She says hello to people and everything. And then Daisy's like, oh yeah, Barbie, this is the galley. In case you couldn't tell, it's the kitchen. And this is Jenna. Jenna, this is Barbie. Say hi, Jenna. Jenna's like, like really giving her stink eye.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And then Barbie sees Ellie and they scream at each other. It's like, oh my God. Is it you? You knew she was coming. You both knew she was coming. Why are you guys acting like you're so surprised?
Like, I'm your roommate. Are you sous chef? Yes, well, technically executive chef, but that's okay. You can call me sous chef. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I love that she didn't even say that. She just took it. She was like, I'm your roommate. Are you sous chef? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just take that.
Sure. How are you, my little Juginal? Is that how you pronounce that? Juginal?
Candy Cankasaur.
So they hug, and Jenna's like,
Barbie is a beautiful girl.
And Barbie's like, yeah, she has massive resting bitch face. Girl hates me.
I'm sure she gets a lot of attention.
Yeah, you know, like in cartoons where you're like, they hate you and then they look at you and like red shoots out of their eyes. Like, not really, but sure. I get what you're trying to say.
You do your job, keep your distance, and that's mine, and that's mine.
And then we see little clouds pop up with Ben and Eddie. And I was like, wait, Eddie? Wait, were you still keeping Eddie? And then we find out why later.
A bubble? No.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve a bubble. So Daisy takes Barbie to the cabin and she's like, you'll be sharing with Ollie. You know each other, which is great. So there's your uniform. You want to get changed. So now we go back to the galley and Ben's like, oh, Jenna, cool down. It's going to be all right, I promise. She's like, what's your name? Calm down. Not da, 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 da. She's stewing. He could just see her stewing. She's like, oh, no.
As opposed to actually stewing, which is what she should be doing. So then Barbie and Ellie are in their room and Barbie's like, oh my God, me and Ellie have the same shoes. That's my girl. Yes. And then Alicia and the guests are on the fishing boat. I thought Alicia wasn't going. I mean, I remember that she was on the fishing boat, but she just told them she wasn't going fishing, but she's fishing after all. It's a wahoo. Oh, maybe they said, is she going to actually fish, like hold the pole? And she wasn't going to do that. Guys, I cleared it up. I'm so glad I got to the bottom of this. Thank God. I'm having a crisis.
Ugh, thank God. I'm going to get my sleep tonight.
So back to the yacht, Daisy and Barbie are by the bar, and they're doing a tour and all that good stuff. Joao is talking to Eddie about her, and Eddie's like, oh, she lives in Miami, but she's from Argentina. I'm going to go there soon. Yeah. South Africa's off the cards. You know, South America's back on.
Oh, you're like a little fucking walking hormone, mate.
And Daisy's showing her around and where the decorations are. She's like, oh, my God, that is my favorite part of the boat right there. Yes, tablescapes. I'm in.
I know I'm really good at my job. That's why I got fired. And that's something, like, I'm sure of. Like, my last chief stew was Fraser, and that was hard. And we see one of their classic moments where Barbie is like, I just feel like you don't really appreciate me. That attitude will not fly. You're, like, not making me feel phenomenal. You're treating me like I'm this bitch. But you're a bitch to me. Anyway, he hated me.
But he was just such a perfectionist. And, like, he did teach me a lot. You know, one of my goals this season, I really want a good relationship with my chief stew. Okay? So thank God she's not a really mean gay guy. Because Daisy's my chief stew. And she's going to be my friend. We're going to be best friends. Yes, me and Daisy. Oh, can't wait to talk to her about eyebrows.
I'm like, girl, you're only going to be here for one charter and a half, and then the season's over. So, like, let's relax.
And she's going to come make her mark, too. I love that she came right in. She's like, who am I going to fuck with? All right, let's get him. Come on.
Yep.
One day at the office, boys. Let's get this done.
Oh, is that my water?
That's your water, love. I mean, shit. I mean, that's your shit. I mean, oh, God, honey pot. Put another bean in the honey pot, love muffins. Ah, another bean. Oh, my God. Mucky mustard face. Ah, no, that's another bean. Well, that last one wasn't very nice. Well, it got away from me sometimes. It just happens. Sorry about that.
I really do owe you an apology, my little lemon meringue lateral palpal raffy. Oh, I can't do it. Another bean.
My dewy deltoid. Oh, what? Huh? Oh, another bean.
So, Alicia is coming back. She alerts them that she's coming back with a big fish. And meanwhile, Ellie is in the galley. Ellie is saying, like,
have you addressed Daisy about raising her voice with me in the crew mess?
And he's like, well, I spoke to her today about it a little bit in the morning, and I think we've learned from it or whatever. So anyway, I think we can move on. She's like, what
is it that I've learned from it? What have I done?
She's like, oh, well, she's learned not to touch the food.
I'm like, that's a lie. There was no talk about that.
Like, oh, okay. You stood up for me. Yeah, thank you, Ben. Thank you for standing up for me. Just pick your battles wisely, all right? Because they're in a position to make our lives very, very difficult. And I've been there before. So just please, we need them on our side. But I did try. I said, Ellie, Daisy, women, what are you going to do? And then I came back inside. I hope that works.
So anyway, Barbie's preparing the dinner table and Jenna heads out there and Jenna's like,
hi, Dad.
Barbie's like, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name again?
Jenna.
Oh, so Jenna, tell me who's in a relationship here. She's like,
so Ellie and Joao had a thing, but then Joao ended it with Ellie, and then me and Eddie were like actually like a thing, which was like fun.
She's like, Eddie, the one who picked me up, the one who's like going to quote unquote Argentina.
Yeah. So, but I cut it off with him because I got his hair so soon, and then like Ben and I were like flirting and something like that, but like there's rumors that starts out that like me and Joao were doing something. So it's like me and Joao, but like also like me and Eddie, but like also like me and Ben and things like that. It's like it's a lot of situations. I guess I kinda like the talk of the town.
Yeah, she ends it with, nah, I'm the talk of the town, you could say. And she's like, okay, but does Eddie feel some kind of way that Ben's hitting on you? She's like, I don't know that offense. So you didn't talk to him? I mean, does he know?
I'm pretty sure he knows. Did you hear me say I'm the talk of the town? Everybody knows. And it's time to keep it respectful, you know?
And like Jenna's like smiling proudly, like, yeah, all the boys like me.
Yeah, and so Barbie's like, I've got all the boys tied up on this boat. Good luck, toots.
Yeah. Barbie's like, I just got here. Like, I want to be nice, right? Because, like, that's my new thing. Also another new thing of mine, my big. But I'm, like, trying to be nice. And, like, Jenna definitely loves herself. Not a fan.
Yeah. So now Barbie meets Alicia. And they talk about how they shouldn't shake hands because fish smell just never goes away. Am I right? Okay, maybe stop murdering them. So then Daisy asks Barbie to move into laundry. Jenna and Ben meet up at the bar, and Ben's like, what are you up to? What's going on? She's like, I'm busy
with work. Has to tell what's Thompson. They're talking about me.
He's like, well, you know, you didn't like it when I said that thing earlier, so are you all right? And we see earlier today Ben saying, get someone else for Joelle to hit on. And so she's like,
well, no, I don't like how Ellie's made up a few things about me. That's what I don't like.
But she said that you were all over each other.
And we see the hot tub, etc. Jenna's like,
oh, yeah? Like, you can see it from that camera?
It's like, I don't know.
Well, there's nothing going on between me and Joelle, so I don't know why it's so interesting for her.
It's like, well, because she has a history with him, and it's got nothing to do with me, but I do like you, and I think you're a cool girl, all right? I do.
Thank you.
Did you say thank you, or did you say excuse me?
Baguette.
I really don't understand what you're saying.
Dun, ding, dong. All right, that's just a ringtone from a ring camera. All right, now you're just fucking with me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait a second. Do you have a dot matrix printer behind you?
Yeah.
All right, now you're just making siren noises. All right, just stop. All right. I like when old guys hit on really young girls and they think they're being so cool. He's like, yeah, all right. Well, I just want you to know, you know, I think you're a cool girl, right?
Yeah. Okay, dad. You know, could you wait in the back parking lot? You're embarrassing me. So now we go to the galley, and Ben's talking to Ellie, and she's like, how's it going out there?
I don't know. You know, I went and spoke to Jenna, and was it true? Were they all over each other in the hot tub?
That's how it looked. Like they were, like, in the corner of the hot tub, you know, cornering. You know what you do in corners. Come on. Finger in hole.
Well, you know, you've got to be careful with your words, because now I feel a bit silly. You know, it's fine. We're going to get over. I told her I'd take her friends to the roller skating rink later. It'll all work out. It's fine.
We're going to see someone named Buster and Dave, I guess. I don't know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Daisy's telling the ladies to get into their blacks for dinner. It's an around the world theme. And Jenna is putting down a runner on the table. And she's like,
look how cute this is.
And Barbie's like, I don't like it. Do you like this? I think it looks bad. It's bad. It's stupid. Okay. It's stupid. I don't like it.
She's like, well, do what you want. Do that. I don't care.
She's like, yeah. Okay.
You're free to do what you want. Whatever. Like, I have the freedom to get whatever guy I want on this boat.
I've already got all the guys. You can have the table runner. How's that?
She's like, okay, fine. I'm going to make this look decent because right now it looks like a slut did it. Like a totally stupid into herself slut. Okay, so I'm going to redo it.
So she does it. And Jenna walks away and she's like,
very insane. That girl's very insane.
So now Joelle and Daisy are talking, and she's asking for a shoulder rub. And he's like, oh, so hard to do with clothes on. Ha, ha, ha. Would you like to take them off? Ha, 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 ha. I'm joking. It's just your zimperlets that are in the way there. But anyway.
So they're doing this in the crew mess, and Ellie can hear it in the galley. And she's like,
oh, God, it's like I'm starting to feel like he's actually taunting me. Like, I mean, I'm not sure how much longer we can actually go on like this.
So Ellie basically is like, Ben, close the door, please. So he closes the door. And Joelle's like, huh, well, that's a change. He's like really upset about it because he's already feeling a certain sort of way. I can't even go in there. And now the door is closed. Oh.
Now guests are going to dinner. Everybody loves the decorations. And Ben is like, okay, you can open the door back up. They're all good now. So they open the door and they start. He teaches her how to chop sushi. You don't push the blade in. You let the blade do all the work. Okay, I didn't know that. So I've never chopped sushi.
Let it do the work.
Yeah.
Jenna and Barbie cleaning, and Jenna is saying, like,
it's so depressing. The other guy was so green, and you come along, you take initiative. It's like, oh my God, that's so cool.
And then, you know, they're eating the tuna that they had last night, by the way, because the sushi is of the tuna, the wahoo that they had. And so they all love it. I think this is the best they've ever had. As usual, you know. So then Jenna and Eddie are by the bar, and Jenna's like,
how's your day?
And he's like, how was my day? It's actually been really good.
Yeah. so happy with that.
It's like, yeah, there's an extra one of you guys now, which is real nice. And he says it in a way kind of like, I got another shot at a lady. So the music
yeah,
slows down.
There's
like,
another one of womp, you. Womp. So, ha ha. It's like, yeah.
Because she's also being flirty with Eddie now again because Ben put her on the spot and she didn't really love that moment. So now she's like suddenly looking at Eddie nicely again.
Yes. And then also Barbie mentioned riding over with Eddie or whatever. Who knows what Jenna's thinking? But either way, it's pretty insecure. So and it's insecure over Eddie. Like, really? You're fine. Look at what you're trying to get here. Eddie or Ben? I mean,
yeah. Admittedly, there's like a shot like in very shortly of Eddie in Budgie Smugglers. And I'm like, he actually really is like low-key very hot. But his personality is just so dull.
I was going to say, you can't fuck really personality, you know?
Yeah. It really negates it, huh?
Yeah, he's just, the personality just kills it for me. The whining and the ugh. So they go to the galley and they're ready to serve. And Ben's like, are we ready, Daisy? The chef wants it served like this at 2:00 with the bone. She goes, oh, really? The way we've done it the whole time. Okay, thank you, Ollie.
All right, all right, my little muffin mandibles. Sorry, another bean in the pot. Let's calm down. Just serve the food.
So they serve the food. And Daisy's like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's like, okay, all right. So the food goes up. And Vinod is like, I think we have to be transported out of here. Do you provide transportation? To the cabins. Get it.
Oh, hi, Kim here. This has been incredible food. And trust me, I did the Yountville like Michelin star crawl, guys. I'm Kim.
I've been to Napa. Okay. Do you know that Napa spelled backwards is a pan? Isn't that hilarious? I'm Kim.
A papan. Papan. It's a papan. That's the kind of pants I use in Napa. Pretty intense. Yeah. Two handles, double handles. Easier to get off the flame. So they cut to the galley, and Ellie and Ben are celebrating because they did it. And now Ellie's peeking out into the crew mess, and she sees Joao, and she's like,
oh, thank you for toning it down. It was really distracting.
And he goes, we didn't tone it down. The door was closed. I came.
Joao, but the thing is this, when Joao says that, he says it in such a cold way. It was like the real Joao that we initially met. It's like, see, he's still in there. He didn't
he's still there. He does. He gives her the like evil eyes. He's like, oh yeah, we didn't turn it down. The door was closed. Idiot.
Yeah. Because he doesn't like, because he's had this whole manufactured like, ha, 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 I don't even know what to say to girls anymore. Oh no, I'm self-conscious about my body. Oh, da, 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 da. He's like this sweet, charming, gentlemanly Joao, rakish charm. But really, he's like, wow, you closed the door on me. That means like you see who I really am. And I don't like that. And so he's like icy cold to her.
Yeah, but also Ellie's ridiculous. Like, oh, thank you for toning it down. Like, meaning the massage, right? Is that what she was saying?
I think she meant
like,
the noise. Oh, the noise. Thank you for toning down the noise.
I thought she was like, oh, God, thank you for you and Daisy toning it down. That was really distracting in here, okay?
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, Ellie has caused a lot of trouble, and Joao has every right to also be annoyed with her and to be frosty with her. It's not just that. But I just think it's so funny that he is, and in every difficult situation all season long, he has been still kind of like chuckly and like, ha 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 ha, hey, we don't do that. But here he just gets so angry. And I feel like he's angry because I kind of feel like Ellie sort of has his number too.
Yeah, well, like, you know,
Get off with just being the nice guy and like, oh, it just didn't work out. Like, she's not letting him have his nice guy moment.
Well, it's like we always say, you know, in things like Vanderpump Rules, when people like Jax are like, oh, I'm going to therapy. And I always say that's so dangerous because people like that never are going to therapy to learn anything about themselves anyway. They're only going to learn how to do what they want to do and make it seem more palatable to everybody else. They learn a different language. They learn therapy language so that they can get out of things easier. And I think that people like Joao, yeah, it's like it just makes the mask stronger, you know, because or in this case, even if it wasn't therapy, it's like seeing yourself on TV and reading all the things about you. It's like, okay, this pisses people off. I'll pretend not to be like this anymore. But then you still see that mask slip every once in a while where he gets those eyes and he's like, we didn't turn it down. Idiot.
So yeah, exactly. So then people are getting into beds and Daisy and Joao are in their bunk and Daisy's like, I think it's a really, really interesting thing that Barbie's walked into. And Joao's like, yes, Ellie's gonna latch onto her. She won't even have fucking space to breathe. So you didn't think or take offense at anything by me sitting in the jacuzzi with Jenna, did you? She's like, what? I was there. No, Jenna's my friend. You're my friend. So I'm friend-zoned. I'm friend-zimmed now, huh? Wow.
Oh, God, we've cuddled once. Come on, Gary. He's like, I know. You know, Daisy's like a book. She's not very easy to read. And Daisy's like, you know, I've heard a bit about Joao's reputation. Well, you know, sometimes the way she looks at me, I see vulnerability. Just a glimpse of it. Now and then. Boner. Oh, God, I love vulnerability. Zimmerability. Delicious.
Of course, those feelings are there. But the whole him and Ellie thing, I'm just willing to look past that. I'm not going to sit here and lie and not pretend like it's affecting how I'm feeling.
But does Daisy actually like me? I don't know. I'm just Joao.
Well, that must have been a terrible cuddle then. Ha, 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 ha. She's like, har, 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 har. Ha, 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 ha. Har, 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 har. So the next keep morning, what's that?
Keep it down in the sofa.
Close the door. Close the door.
So Ellie and Barbie's cabin, they're talking about her first day. And Barbie's like, oh, my God, what drama is going to happen tonight?
Oh, Lord, I definitely have got the, like, total drama already. But I'll let you know this afternoon. You know, it's just so much to unpack.
Yeah, you'll have to give me the rundown later. So Ellie says, I'm so relieved to have Barbie on board because I haven't felt like I could really trust anybody because everybody's so gossipy and I never know what they're actually thinking and I've really been needing a friend. So Barbie is like, yeah, we can't help but be dramatic and perfect. It's not our fault. So then there's like some eggs that are being made and now we go to the crew mess and Jenna is like,
how are things this morning, Daddy? Feeling a bit better?
He's like, better than what?
Yesterday, remember, because you were sad because I dumped you.
Oh, yes.
No, I was good yesterday. I was fine yesterday. She's like,
but now you can be better, right? Now you can be better. Yeah.
And so Barbie's like, how was everything when you woke up this morning? She's like, great, great. Everything was great. I'm glad you guys got to bed early. Well, where do you want me? So they're assigning everybody. So Daisy serves breakfast. And now it's Batool's time with the anchor. Dun, dun, dun. Will she do it? Will everybody on board die? No, she does great. She does great.
She's fine. She does it. She's like, doing the calls for the first time, I'm feeling nervous. But when I get nervous, I am struggling and talking. And like at the same time, if I'm nervous and struggling and talking English and double trouble. They're like, okay, Batool, whatever. So she barks. It's great.
She does great. And you know what? I could have Batool on every season, just doing exactly what she's doing in this season. I love that she's like on a different show than everybody else.
She's just there to work.
She's so nice. And I love her energy and I love her going to watch telenovelas and stuff. Like, I think we just need this on everyone. Just put Batool on every single edition.
Yeah, she's lovely. I was thinking that too. Like, Batool is really so lovely. I think she really just genuinely wants to help. She doesn't want to cause drama. She like wants to grow. She's trying to like prove, you know, that she is worthwhile against sort of like old fashioned concepts of what a woman should be. Like she's like fighting for great things. And so naturally she gets no screen time. They're like, but are you interested in Eddie? Okay. Well, we'll check in on you in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So now Ellie and Barbie's cabin. Barbie's like, oh my God, what's that girl's name? Jenna? God, she gave me a weird look when I first got here. Like when I hugged you, she looked like, oh my God, like, do you have some shit with her? What's going on with that girl?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with that one.
Yeah, because there's like something about her. And then like she was like, I'm the talk of the town around here because this guy wants me and this guy wants me and this guy wants me. I'm like, girl, do you even have a bag? I don't think so.
She's out of her fucking mind. I'm like, okay, humble. Well, Jenna and Joao, two biggest snakes. Ugh.
I put him in his place a couple of charters ago with a nice lemon meringue cake. And ever since, he's been on the mission to get me.
Well, I'm always Team Ellie, of course.
Yes, heck yes.
So,
we just cut to Joao bumping his head.
But I told you, don't fuck with Ellie, buddy.
Jenna is not a humble person, and it's not actually all about you. I will respect her as my quote-unquote superior, but maybe like I'll just flirt with Eddie and piss her off, because, like, why not?
I'm going to hook up with everybody. I'm hooking up with everybody. Who should I start with?
Well, Eddie's a nice guy. Eddie, go get him, Tigress.
So like, now sure. Everybody, what?
She's like, sure.
Yeah. So now Jason radios everybody for departure, and everyone says bye and all that stuff. And now it's time to clean and comment cards and all that stuff. So at the tip meeting, he's like, Bobby, last minute, you fit in like a glove. All right. I've got a fish all picked out for you. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Your contract says your fish must have a big, not really sure what that is, so we'll work on that. Meanwhile, the tip was $22,000. All right, that's very, very good. Congratulations. The helmet today will go to no one, okay? However, no one wears it anyway. Okay, so Ben never put it on. Nobody puts this fucking thing on, so I'm just going to wear it, all right? I'm just going to hit myself in the head with it while I sit here and watch Salt Lake City in a kimono, all right? Go out and have a good time, assholes.
So, meanwhile, Ben, Barbie, and Ellie are enjoying some micheladas that Ben has made. And then Batul she's just in her towel, and she's, like, checking out her body in the towel and just going, meow, 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 meow. Like, and that's actually something else she's been doing all episode. She keeps on, they keep cutting to her going, meow, meow.
So Ben asked Barbie what happened to her arm, and she's like, oh God, I've got a terrible tattoo. I'm getting it removed. So I just cover it. God, do you want to see it? It's like, of course. What is it? What is that? An 8? It's an infinity sign. I got it when I was so young. God, 16. I was in Argentina. That's where I'm from. Is that even legal? Argentina? Yeah. I mean, people live there. No, the tattoo. It's hideous.
Well, technically, it was a brand sponsorship by Infinity Cars, so that's why I really don't like it, because I've moved on to Lexus. Yeah, but I mean, look, I mean, on Emily Van Camp's birthday, the Infinity sign, an Infinity tattoo, rears its head on Bravo.
Look at that. That's true.
Weird.
That is.
That is weird.
He's like, I want to go to Argentina. I hear the women are gorgeous. She's like, yeah, they are fucking crazy, though. Okay, oh my God, watch out. And Jenna walks by and sees this, and she's like, Lily!
The producer says, are you the jealous type, Jenna?
I'm extremely jealous. Extremely. I got problems. I'm jealous.
So then she immediately goes and finds Eddie, and she's like,
I've missed my friend.
And he's like, what? And then she says that, well, she's jealous, but at least she's self-aware. I'm like, that does not make anyone's life easier knowing that you're self-aware.
Yeah. So she goes up to Eddie, and she's like, are you angry at me? It's like, no. Are you angry at me?
No. I mean, is there a reason why I should be angry with you?
He's like, no. Why are you talking like that?
What do you mean I've done that? What have you done that? What do you mean?
All right. So, weirdo.
So then they're all getting ready, and then Jenna texts Eddie, and she goes,
God, stop looking at you. Like, I miss you way more than I'm supposed to.
Boo. Jenna. I actually booed the TV. I booed the TV. Boo. Come on, Jenna.
Come on, oh Jenna. God. We were like, all season long, what I've liked about Jenna is that she's sort of been someone who has not been about the games, and she's just been like, fuck these guys that are playing the games. Fuck Eddie for treating me like this. I'm going to aspire for something else. And she was like, okay, well, I'll give him a shot. And then she goes, no, this is not for me. That's not what I want. I want someone who is more interested in better things. So she goes on to Ben. Like, it's fucked up when she leaves Ben's room and goes directly into Eddie's bed. And we're like, yeah, that was not right. But then she broke it off with him right away. Like, she had, like, a moment of weakness, but she fixed it right away. So, like, okay, it passed. But now it's like, oh, you are about the games after all. It's so disappointing.
As long as you're the one playing them, you know, as long as you're, like, the game show host, you're okay.
Yeah.
Them.
Disappointing.
So now, Eddie's like, oh, my God. You know, he's like, oh.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Ellie is helping Barbie with her hair. Everyone's getting ready to go out. And Eddie's like, oh my God, Ben. So they're in their room. And he's like, oh, Jenna's acting just, I'm so confused. Like, I don't know where your head's at with her. But like, look, if she was to get with you, I wouldn't just sit here and get upset with you. I would sit there and feel upset at her because, you know, I'd just go like, you're a dickhead for that, Jenna. All right, so would you rather me not do it? He goes, no, don't do it. But I think she liked me from the beginning, though, because then when you guys went on a date, she goes, I got tired of waiting. That's her exact words to me.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. She liked Ben first. So now, yeah, they compare notes. So finally, Eddie goes, okay, well, look at this. And so he shows Ben the text message that she sent. And Ben's like, what? From today? This is from today. It's like, yeah, it says, can't stop looking at you. Like, I miss you more than I'm supposed to. Come on, what are your thoughts on that? And Ben's like, I don't like it. It sucks. I don't really like getting played, if that's all right with everyone. I don't like being betrayed like I've been with every single woman in my life. I paid for a wedding I didn't even get to attend.
I've been betrayed by every person I've ever met.
So now crew mess meeting, everybody's meeting up to go out. And Jenna's like, what says that I wear? Daisy's like, the wedges. And Eddie just stares at her with disgust. He's like, ugh, fucking hate wedges now. So yeah, they all go to
only
get
a
pizza.
Slut wears wedges.
Pizza train. And everybody orders and stuff. And Barbie's like, oh my God, Eddie, you smell delicious.
He's like, thank you. Cheers to Barbie joining our group, the final piece to our puzzle. Thanks, guys. And Eddie's talking to Barbie and saying how, you know, he's basically half Scottish, you know, and he's got a dual passport. And Barbie's like, yeah, I have an ex-boyfriend from Scotland and he was psychotic, but Scotland was gorgeous. You can show the flashback now to Stilly. No? Oh, okay. That's weird that you didn't show that. Okay, fine.
I think he does porn now and it's like super niche. He only fucks random people on bathroom floors. Really weird. Has to be a public bathroom. But yeah, he's really into it. And Eddie, of course, is like, my mom would love you. Oh, shut up, Eddie. You just met her. Could you stop?
Jesus. Stop it. Stop it.
So creepy with that. So she's trying to flirt with Eddie, but he is such a wet blanket, you know, but she's trying. And she's like, oh my God, is it me? Or is there like tension at this table? Well, it's just a boring, God, I'm to that.
So then Jen's talking to Joao. She goes,
look at the table opposite me all at once. Like, can you see that?
And Joao's like, but you can't almost have everyone. She's like,
I know, but Barbie, all at once, everyone's a Barbie. Like a Barbie.
So Daisy's like, Jenna is quite obviously threatened by Barbie. I feel it, but don't let everyone know you're feeling it. Jesus.
And Eddie's like, oh, yeah, I can see the steam coming out of her ears. And the fact that she's probably getting jealous over this, she doesn't have a fucking leg to stand on, so I don't really care. Unfortunately, my mother really is into people without a lot of legs to stand on, so I might marry her. But right now, not into her. Not into her at all.
So Jenna's, like, really mad. And then Barbie is like, well, this has been quite an interesting dinner. Let's go fucking party. So they go to one of the empty clubs. Actually, I saw some people walking around in the background tonight when they were at pizza. I was like, there are people on this island. So Eddie is dancing with Barbie, doing his Eddie dancing. And Jenna tries to bring Ben a drink. But he's like, no, I've been betrayed. I shan't have a drink from you, hussy.
And he tells us, I like Jenna, but now I'm thinking, what kind of person are you? I mean, clearly the type of person that needs attention from at least two guys at the same time.
Yeah, but is that really different than you? I mean, Ellie came on here and you're like, oh my God, I follow her on Instagram, which we know what that means because we saw her Instagram. Like, whatever. You're just, everybody, right. you're on a boat. You're all just trying to get it where you can.
And like, let's not forget like the storied history of Below Deck of many of these guys playing many women against each other all the time. Like guys do this all the time. It doesn't mean that like Jenna's off the hook, but like, you should also reserve this energy to the next guy you see who does the same thing to several women.
Well, and also he just did it to Eddie. I mean, he knew that Eddie liked her and he saw her flirting with Eddie and he had no problem going in for the seal there. So whatever, mm-hmm. I'm not going to cry for you, Ben Gentina. So now Daisy and Batool are talking and Daisy's like, tonight's been weird. And she's like, yeah, Jenna's kind of killing the vibe, right? And she's like, yeah, agree. Cheers to being non-judgy, but judgy at the same time, Batool. I knew I liked you.
Yeah. There's also a moment where Jenna has drinks and she gives one to Eddie and he's like, I don't want this. And like walks away. And she's like, what? So we have Barbie and Eddie now, and Barbie's like, dinner was like so awkward. Like, I just wanted to put my head in my bag. Am I right? Like, if like she was staring at me, Ellie was like she was staring. I feel like she was staring at me the whole time. Jenna was staring at me. And he's like, well, she has made her bed. Well, I mean, of course, that's our job. So, like, what's the deal?
But she's like, made her bed, like, and also the bed in the guest cabin, and the other guest cabin, and the other guest cabin as well. Lots of beds making.
Lots of beds.
He's like, well, she says, Barbie says, I just think you can do 1,000 times better. And he goes, thank you. I'll just think about Barbie instead. She's like, yeah.
Ew. It's just so easy. I mean, not you because it's Barbie. It's just because it's Eddie. It's like, whatever's easiest, you know? And then he's going to try and marry her in 2 days.
Yeah. So Joao is talking to Daisy. He's like, I just want to talk to you because I feel like when we cuddled, I took it as like whatever it might be. But as soon as the next day happened, it was like, oh, I put it off by you. And like, it's just, I know it's a god, but like, it's just confusing. It's almost like, it's just so strange that we would cuddle and then the next day you would act like there was nothing there. I mean, who would actually cuddle with someone and then afterwards say that there was no connection or try to say there was no connection? It's almost as bad as if I almost feel like if I had brought you a cheesecake or something that you would reject it. Like, I just don't understand these not being nice after a cuddle thing. Who would do that?
She's so romantic. She's like, well, I don't deny that for a second. And listen, it's not because I don't care about you. That's just so far down, so low down on the totem pole. Oh, thanks. So Jenna and Ben are talking, and Ben's like, all right, so listen, babe, I've been thinking about us a lot, you know, and I think that we need to fill the bathtub with ice water to cool down.
What does that mean? Are you trying to steal one of my kidneys that happened to me one time in France?
No, listen, I do like you, but I think that, God, this is just really awkward, isn't it? Listen, it's when you took the car keys off of my nightstand. You know you've only got a permit, and you've got to have me in the car if you're going to drive it, you know?
Well, let's go. What do you mean? Why is this awkward?
It's like, well, why do you think? It's just too much drama. And then we go over to Eddie, and he's looking. He's, like, watching, and Eddie's like, what is it that's just, like, I couldn't, you know what, never mind. I couldn't give a shit about that situation over there. It's like, Eddie, focus on Barbie. Don't focus on Jenna and Ben.
Yeah,
and
weirdo.
Be much better.
So Ben's like, we should just be friends, honestly. I mean, it's complicated. Eddie's my roommate. I'm just hurting his feelings. I mean, he's sitting over there on that bench, you know. She goes,
at the moment, you're playing mine at the same time, though. You're playing my feelings. So that's how you feel, and that's how you feel.
You know exactly what did it for me, though. You sent him a message saying, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm regretting my decision that I made. You know, that's actually where I'm going off.
I never said that I regret it.
It's like, well, you want to see it. So come on, did you just stop playing everyone? You broke up with him, and now you're talking to him about maybe you're regretful about it.
No, 100%. No, 100%.
No, but I want to be friends with you. Is that cool? Can we just be friends? And she's like, Baba. Sweet, we'll be friends. And he shakes, puts his hand out to shake, and she's like,
slipping them up to talk it over.
No, we're friends. Actually, you know what? I'd rather walk away right now because we're not having this conversation anymore. No, I don't have enough time. I'm sorry. And it's like, fucking idiot. I didn't say that for 5 seconds.
Oh, Janet, you didn't say exactly that, but come on. It's not, you don't need to be playing semantics.
You had to know that we're going to compare messages. You had to know, especially if Eddie still likes you, you had to know that Eddie was going to show it to Ben to drive a wedge at the very least. And the most malicious take is that he would do that to drive a wedge. The most benign take is that they're just dumb guys who are going to share it anyway. So,
well, that's the end of the episode, but it's not the end of our episode because it's time for the fish report. Fish report. Oh my God, it's the fish report.
Speaking of Jaws.
Speaking of Jaws, guys, here we go. Nice.
Yeah, this
big
is a
shark.
Great white. This is normally they show these other types of sharks. They always show that shark on the floor napping, and it's always like a little shark. This is like a great white. This is a Jaws shark. Be careful.
This is the Jaws shark, and I've never seen food more excited to be eaten. Look at all these fish just swimming around. They're like, hi, shark. They're not even just swimming in the same ocean. They're literally like coming up to him like, oh my God, can I have your autograph? Oh my God, I love it. I love your uneven white line. I love it. It's just so uneven around your bottom. God,
very uneven. It's definitely giving opening number for Grease.
Tell me more. Was your prey tasty? Tell me more. Was it a swimming seal?
And the shark is like, what is this life? I don't want to do this. I want to be a poet. I want to go into the arts.
I can see why he's popular, because he's always walking through with a smile. Like, he's a killer, but he's just still smiling.
Yeah, it's a smile and a frown at the same time.
Well, yeah, it does go down. He does have a frown smile.
This is a sad shark. This shark wants to give it all up. This shark wants to like join like a yoga commune. It just wants a different life. It's sick of the rat race. It's like every day, gotta find a seal. Every day is like, where's the seal? Where's the seal? Where's the seal? I don't want a seal. How about this? I just want some carrots in a salad.
Yeah. And the fish are like, why don't you just eat us? Like, oh God, I'm not here for a snack.
Sacrifice.
I'm out of here.
I'll sacrifice. I sacrifice in tribute.
Look how they just swim right up to him. Okay, so next is an octopus. Now, this is my favorite kind of octopus. It's not the most gorgeous. You know, some of these octopi are gorgeous. They're like, I don't know. They just have like a certain je ne sais quoi. This one doesn't really, but you know what it has? Moves. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this. It's very much like it's like that cartoon by R. Crumb, just like walking around, like keep on moving, keep on trucking. Like the legs are coming. It's like, because I feel like, you know, it's just really slinking along around the rocks. It's like, hello, well, hello, Dolly, well, hello. You know,
or it's just got like an itch on its butt and it thinks no one's looking. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just right here. It's right in my cooch. Is it eye poked out or are we looking at the other side of its head? I can't tell.
I don't think its eye is poked out. I think, you know, they do such crazy things. Oh, yeah, that's the back of its head.
Oh, okay.
Look,
oh, yeah,
actually, there's it's actually looking right at us.
Eye. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Like, oh, really? Oh, you just saw me scratch that? Okay, sorry.
So you thought I was in profile? Did you not realize I was looking right at you, you dummy?
Now we go to this thing. I'm sure this is supposed to be a very beautiful thing in the ocean. This really just looks like a zitty butt to me.
I'm not sure what this is. Is it like a sea slug, a sea cucumber? Could be a sea cucumber. It looks like it's infested with something.
It really does. It looks diseased. Okay, let's go to this thing. Oh, look at that
anemone. Blue anemone.
Anemone. Yeah, it's pretty.
Love them. They're so great.
Okay. I like this fish because it looks like a white fish, like a small white fish that is like, I'm going to wear leggings to work and then a big, huge sweater. It's very thinning.
I feel like I got like a stuck in a, like, I feel like a cover for like a, I'm trying to think of those things. It's like you put it on your thumb. It's like a thimble. It's like, what's inside this thimble? Oh, no. Can't get it off.
No, geez. Can't get the thimble off. Around like this. Oh, God. They're like, over here. Look, all the other fish have regular looks to them. But this one's like, I'm going to put on a sweater and pretend I'm one of these other fish. And like, you're not fooling anybody, okay?
Can't get my head through the neck hole. Okay, just a little bit harder. Oh, gosh.
That's what I get for shopping on Temu. God, nothing ever fits right.
I'm disjointed. Oh, the poor wahoo.
This is the murdered fish. And look at him. He's looking at the camera like, are you guys fucking kidding me? You're just going to tape this? So you're not going to like catch and release? And look at this lady behind. So everyone's, take a picture. I've just been murdered. Glad you're having fun, Blondie. Does Kim have any great stories for us?
This wahoo certainly is very aerodynamic. It almost looks like a vector drawing of a fish. It's just all angles. Look at that. The nose, really the mouth. Does. Everything is just pointy. It's like
the wahoo comes out ready to be mounted onto the wall.
Really does. It's like literally the shape of a surfboard with like a perfect little pointy fins. It's almost like too perfect of a fish.
Yeah. Well, we hardly knew ye. Well, and then we got wahoo. This is a lady horrified. She's like, ew. I know. Am I supposed to? Why is everybody taking pictures? This is horrible. Okay.
Hey, I wonder where Vinod's been recently. Do you have any idea where he's been recently? Oh, I got it. Barbados. He's wearing a Barbados hat. Guys, I've been to Barbados.
I've been there. This is like, but this reminds me of Barbados. I've been there. Really? Okay.
Like, get me off this. Oh, this fish. We love this one. She's cute. Yeah, she's on lunch break. She's just been on the desk of her boss. She's been covering calls, and she's like, "Okay, excuse me, everyone. I just got to go to a prêt-à-manger real quick." And then I'll be back. Then we'll want something. You don't want anything, Susan?
She does have a fabulous outfit. She's like, you guys, I haven't eaten for 3 days. Then why do you have Snickers all over your mouth? I do not. I absolutely do not. I've not eaten. I'm missing a Snickers off my desk, and you've got chocolate all around your mouth. What, me?
The other fish are like, why does she dress up so much for work? They're all back there like, ugh, I hope she doesn't come into the break room. So much. Always too extra. Like,
if we don't make eye contact, she won't see us.
If we have to listen to another story about the Staten Island Ferry, I swear to God.
We love your new dress, but do you have to wear it every day? Super.
It's original. Not appropriate to have a smoky eye in the office.
This fish is amazing. This is like a little neon fish. It's a black fish, but then it's got all this neon accentuates or whatever. It's got accents. It's outlined. It's outlined in pink neon, which I think is a horrifying thought.
Someone applied like a stroke effect to this fish. It's like, can we add a border to this fish? It's like, whoa. We're adding a neon border to this.
Of being horrified at my body being outlined. Like, nobody needs that. It's like
I feel like
the freedom bell, the cracked bell walking around.
I feel like the fish is like, guys, I have to go. I don't know if you heard, there are auditions for Fishtron. So I really need to get there.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to say the same thing to you that I've said to my nieces. Contouring has gone too far. Okay? Enough with the contouring. You look crazy.
Guys, is anyone interested in being a neon sign that says open? Because I'm working on it. I just...
Guys, I was in an Italian restaurant. We were playing Hangman on my head, and the food came. We never finished. So,
good news is he's still alive.
Okay, this is one of our favorite little fish. This is like a little Pac-Man looking fish. It's like a big giant round fish with little tiny legs. It's walking across. It's like
no idea what this fish is.
The whole scene is him just walking across. Watch.
I love this fish. This is my fish of the week, honestly. When I went back and watched it a few times, and I love it's like lady on the left is going to her room, lady on her right is going to her room, and fish in the middle is going to her room. Excuse me, I'm calling it a night. All right, a trio of people who are calling it in for the evening. This fish just walking around.
And I know we've already called a fish the triplets of Belleville, but it's totally this fish.
This fish is so fun. Just taking a stroll. I think because the idea of seeing a fish taking a stroll is hilarious. And like at first I thought, is this a shell and like little legs coming out? But I think this is the fish, right?
I have no idea.
We really need a marine biologist.
It's perfectly round. And then it has, it's like a big happy but frowny face, another frown smile fish. And it's like, hey guys, wait for me. Don't.
That fish, I'm hearing something from the depths. And what I'm hearing is, it's the lullaby of Broadway. Okay.
Next up, this is just a sea thing. I just thought it was really pretty. It's like hair blowing in the wind.
Like long, beautiful hair, shining, pretty, pretty flocks of waxing. Give me down to their hair, shoulder length longer.
I feel like what I'm hearing, is instead of hearing the theme song to Hair, I'm just hearing Nicole Kidman saying, we come to this place for the memories. Be moved.
We come to the theater for sound, for lights, for popcorn. Am I done here?
Guys, how is that still playing in the movie theaters?
Because it's so good. By the way, just an announcement to all the fish. The all-you-can-eat pasta bar is open. So please come and get yourself a plate.
Okay. I think this is the best fish. Is this your best too? The round, the bowling ball fish with legs?
100%. Is that the end? Was that hair the last fish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was it. Wow, yeah, there were a lot of base models. We're towards the end of the season now, so we're getting a lot of repeats and base models. And the turtle was really trying to take up some space today, but I said, you know what, turtle, I've had enough.
Yeah, there's been a lot of turtles and stingrays, but that fish, that walking fish was just kind of amazing. I love that.
Yeah, it was a great fish. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose. She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.